The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech
hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You.
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. Good morning. It is 7:21. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, rolls on. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. If you call in, you don't get through right away, please try back. And this is all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I've seen this frequently, not so much with elementary school kids, but older ones. They will literally sit in the road. Most of the time it's during, you know, in residential areas. Yesterday it took the cake. Their heads were literally on the white lines of the road in a 45 zone. And then, because that didn't get enough attention, as a tractor trailer was pulling away from a stop sign, they ran underneath the bed of it and were laughing. Personally, I thought it was a mixture of Darwin and Final Destination. Of course, the parents are going to think, oh, they're going to sue the company, sue the driver, when in fact they should be looking at themselves and the pictures of their dead kid, because that's what's going to happen unless these parents take responsibility for these kids. And that's what's bugging me.
Wow. All right. Very well. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
All this panic about Chinese aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
Aircraft carriers operate in task forces. There's an aircraft carrier and a bunch of support ships all around it. And it's a method of force projection. That's why we have carrier groups, because our enemies are far away, so we can project force across the Atlantic or the Pacific. China has maritime provinces that can be covered by land-based aircraft. So that their aircraft carriers can be used for one or two things, either as a reserve force in the event of war to respond to crises, or as a screen to get between Taiwan and the upcoming, you know, U.S. help if we decide to help Taiwan. And that would act as like a tripwire to discourage the U.S. to, support Taiwan. But we don't have to worry about Chinese aircraft carriers pulling up off the coast of Los Angeles. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's go to Kay. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Oh, the records, Secret Service records, show that diversity is top-notch. Must be demonstrated by all employees through every action every day. The records show that the Secret Service, which is part of the Homeland Security, demands that 12% of its workforce be composed of persons with disabilities, and that the policy of the Secret Service, that's a policy to provide equal employment opportunities without regard to such monumental factors as disability, physical or mental. Is that just what we want guarding our president or anybody else as a mentally deficient person? I've been a physically disabled person for years, and I'm telling you right now, you do not want me guarding anything. This is ridiculous, and thank God for Oswami. He is going to get some of these federal agencies really unfederalized and get something better, something we can trust, and Donald Trump can do it. Thank you, Bob.
Well, my family member had a conversation out loud about exactly what you're talking about, and he was one of those agents, and he said, this is not time to make the class picture look pretty. We have a job that is a matter of life and death. He was fired not too long after that.
No longer in the class picture, huh?
That is correct, sir. That was a long time ago, by the way. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, speaking of Taiwan, you know, the United States recognizes Taiwan as being part of China, right?
I guess that's officially? The official, yeah, thing.
Yeah. So, but we're going to go to war. We're sending HIMARS over there now, I find out. There's several of them on their way over there or already there. So we're heading toward that war. Hopefully Trump won't let us get into another never-ending war, especially with China. But bugging me is a guy I was in a discussion with online. He's a journalist. I've talked about him before. And he said, I told him that the taxpayers have spent $200 billion on war with Ukraine and Israel. But just between Ukraine and Israel, we funded $200 billion worth of war, proxy wars.
Yeah, and that's bugging me too.
Yep.
Ocala Bill, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Hey, these gold commercials, man, that y'all play, man, they're bothering me. You know, they scare the crap out of you, man. And, oh, the end of the money is coming. You know, change everything to gold. You know, save yourself. The world is ending. That's bothering me. And I got that guy with the blue truck on my tailgate again, dude. Oh. That's bothering me.
Yeah, try not to let it bother you. Don't even look in the rear view mirror. Just go about your business. Mm. Yeah. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, Mike Lee, he did a post on X. He moderated a forum for GOP senators for the three replacing McConnell. He's going ahead and endorse Rick Scott, and I support that endorsement. I know some people have some issues with Rick Scott regarding red flag laws, and so do I. But in America, we get a chance to make mistakes, and we get a chance to recompense. And I'd much rather deal with a Rick Scott than anything Kamala Harris would get. And for anybody who gets upset about Rick Scott, remember, our president, he also endorsed red flag laws. Again, in America, just because you have an idea doesn't mean it's a law. That's why we have the system of checks and balances. So I wholeheartedly endorse Rick Scott to be Senate Majority Leader, and I'd like for all the Republicans of Florida to support that as well. It would be a win for MAGA. Thank you.
Yeah, and Mike Lee is a strong conservative voice for sure. Mm-hmm. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Thing that's bugging me is all these ladies out there that are cutting their hair off in protest. You know, they couldn't even tell us what a woman was 2 months ago, but now they're all cutting their hair off in protest, and I just think it's really selfish. They ought to donate that to Locks of Love. There's people out there that need that hair. Thanks, guys.
Wow, that's a great point.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of the ones that are doing that kind of stuff, I don't think they feel very loving.
Self-loathing, self-hating people that, yeah, looking to blame somebody else for their unhappiness starts inside. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your contributions to What's Bugging You. Coming up, the latest awesome picks. Going to play for Team Trump. That's on the way next. On this happy hump day, Trump Day, 97.3, The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
What is a political victory that our country has never seen before?
Greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
News. As it happens.
47th president and your 45th president.
The news station.
Help our country heal.
I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
The local coverage you need. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.